Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Right now, we have Mayor Kerry Underwood, Mayor of Tuscumbia, Alabama, to share his Muscle Shoals Boutique Air experience.
My wife and I, we were flying from here to Atlanta, which is a very fantastic trip to go from one to the other at such a great rate. In that route was just a casual, comfortable environment, which sometimes flying is not casual and comfortable. During that time, we just got to visiting with the pilot and the co-pilot. Come to find out, it was a husband and wife team. And it's hard to put into words how that gave us a comfort level, but just knowing that there was a family that was flying the plane, having normal conversations as we were interacting with them, made it feel like home. And for me, this Shoals area is home, and knowing that there was someone who had that same sort of mentality and that same interaction between husband and wife going from one airport to another gave everybody on that plane, including myself, a comfort level that I really can't put into words. When we say this is boutique air, it's also very unique in that it is very hometown and personable. And to me, that matters when you're flying.
To plan your boutique air experience, go to boutiqueair.com. That's boutique air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is the beginning of a new day. God has given me this day to use as I will. I can waste it, or I can use it for good. What I do today is very important because I'm exchanging the day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving something in its place I have traded for it. I want it to be gain, not loss, good, not evil, success, not failure, in order that I shall not forget the price I paid for it.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and I'm glad that you all could join us today as we continue to bring awareness to ALS. yesterday you heard on the show as I talked to a preacher in Columbia, Tennessee. His name's Matthew Basford, and he shared about his ALS diagnosis and what he's going through, but he also shared a message of encouragement. And it was one of those messages where when you're done with the conversation, you really want to be a better person. Today, we are again highlighting an individual who has been diagnosed with ALS, and he's a law enforcement officer. He's served his community, and now it's time for us to find opportunities to serve his family. It's Sergeant Chris Dillard, and Sergeant Dillard has been around North Alabama serving our communities. Right now, I have on the line with me Caleb Brooks, and he is also a law enforcement officer, but we want to bring awareness right now to Chris Dillard's situation with ALS and how we can support his family. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Caleb Brooks.
Hey, Mark. Thank you for supporting Sergeant Dillard through what he's going through. Sergeant Dillard and I have been friends for longer than 6 years, from before I even became in law enforcement. Chris is just an amazing guy, an awesome father, an awesome husband, and his family is very dear to my heart. Last year, August 16th, I was attacked by a bull, and my community and people all over the United States reached out and gave me just the ultimate amount of support and prayers. And that was one of the major things that helped my family and I get through the tragic event that we went through. I'm asking for the same amount of help and prayers, any type of support people can give Sergeant Dillard. He's more than the deserving man for our support, and it would be greatly appreciated if the community and people from all over can support his GoFundMe account. If you can donate, we would love for you to donate. If you can't donate, that's fine too. If we can have your prayers and your support for Sergeant Dillard, that would mean so much. ALS, just from what I've learned about it recently, it's a terrible thing. But one thing that we know for sure is God only brings us to these bumps in the road for a reason. And Chris is aware of that. We've had several talks regarding that aspect of it. To see Chris battling this is tough for me, because I also battled through waiting for a small intestine transplant. And Chris was there anytime I called, and I want to be the same way for him. Even if it's just supporting with a conversation every day or words of encouragement, all those things can mean so much to somebody who's going through a dark time in their lives. But Chris knows that we're going to keep God first in this, and God's going to move and God's going to work. So we would greatly appreciate everything that anybody can do.
In just a few minutes, Caleb, I'll have Stephanie Wilson and Chastity Slater Hall, who have organized a t-shirt fundraiser. And one of the things that Stephanie Wilson said about Chris was, to know him is to like him. And he has the reputation of being an excellent officer deputy, but is an even better man. His common sense and wise words are welcome in any conversation. You've just alluded to that a little bit, just as a friend, how he conducts himself as an officer, but then also his personality.
Yeah, Sergeant Dillard has one of the best personalities I've ever seen. I'm grateful to be able to call him a close friend of mine. Chris he's been around me since I was knee high, and maybe even times before then. Chris has always been a major influence with me. Like I said, it didn't take us long to hit it off after we first met. He loves to hunt. I love to hunt. We like to fish, any type of outdoors things. And during deer season, we'll call each other just about every day, talking about what the deer may do. And Chris is an avid outdoorsman. Anything that has to do with an outdoors, Chris loves it. Describing Chris, it's really hard, just because he's a one-of-a-kind type man. He's just, it's amazing the support that he gives the community. He would do anything for his community, the law enforcement officer, and I know that Chris would do anything for his family. He's a really good role model to look at, and he's always open for anything. You can ask him questions. If Chris doesn't know something, then he's going to know somebody that does. Chris is just an amazing God-fearing man.
Caleb, one thing you know by being in law enforcement is that we protect each other. We protect our communities. We also watch each other's back as law enforcement officers, and we serve each other. And then there's times outside of that realm of law enforcement that we still have that special connection with our brothers and sisters in law enforcement, and we step up to the plate and we try to make a difference and help them when they, when they're going through struggles. And one of the things that I have covered through the Mark White Show is some of the issues that come out of serving in law enforcement and being there for those who have served. And it sounds like, of course, with Chris, as he battles ALS, it's time for us to be there for him and his family and have his back.
Yes, sir. That's absolutely right. That's one thing that we will never be able to do, and that's give up on one another. And whether you're in law enforcement or if you're on the job or if you're not on the job, you already know that, you know, if one of your brothers or sisters are by you, they're going to have your back, you know. And that's one of the things about support. It's a support that I've never seen before, really. It's hard to explain. It's an indescribable amount. And it's one thing to have the support of, you know, your law enforcement family, but it's even more than support to have the community behind you. For Chris, he's been in law enforcement for over 20 years. I know for a fact that he's touched many hearts. And whenever those hearts reach out to give you support and help, it's an incredible feeling. I can speak from that as what people have done for me. And that's one of the biggest things that made me want to reach out as soon as Chris told me about it, is because, well, brother, you know, these people reached out and helped me more than I could have ever imagined or even have the words to thank these people. And I know that they'll do the same for you. We serve a great community. We serve awesome citizens. We'll never be able to explain how much the support means.
The Dillards have been part of the community, not just as a law enforcement officer, but Becca and his two children, Austin and Elena. And we have a couple of special ladies coming up to share about a fundraiser that they've organized to help through t-shirts and even a bake sale that has been done. And these are people who know the Dillards from the community, who have kids that go to school with his children and know his wife, and they want to help. I want listeners to know right now, Caleb, how people can help through a GoFundMe or whatever information you have so that people can support the Dillard family as Sergeant Chris Dillard battles ALS.
My wife and I spoke after hearing of Sergeant Dillard being diagnosed, and my wife started a GoFundMe page. It's getting pretty big on social media. You can find a link to it on the Sheriff's Office page, Morgan County Sheriff's Office. You can find a link about it on my page, my wife's page, and even on one of the best ways is with his wife Rebecca's page. And we have a hashtag going on. It's Dillard's Warriors. So if you type that in the Facebook, it should pull up fairly quick. His wife's also in the process of making a bank account fund where people can donate through it as well. If you don't feel comfortable going through GoFundMe, or if it's easier for you to go to the bank, you can donate that way. We plan on having more fundraisers as well. I know that these ladies are doing t-shirts and the baking sale, and there's more fundraisers to come. So all of your support would really mean a lot.
Absolutely. And those who want to support through the credit union, it's the Alabama Credit Union, and the account is under Dillard's Warriors. You can go to the Alabama Credit Union and also donate that way. And then as far as the GoFundMe goes, Caleb, I believe people can go to GoFundMe.com and then search Dillard's Warriors. That's D-I-L-L-A-R-D apostrophe S, the word Warriors, Dillard's Warriors, and be able to pull up the fundraiser that way too.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate the fact that you serve together, that you have such a close bond with Sergeant Dillard, and that you could share today about your friendship. And not only that, but help listeners understand how he has served his community as not only a law enforcement officer, but a friend to the community. Give people that sense of this is what Chris is about, and this is why we need to help him now.
Yes, sir. We can't say it enough, and we can't appreciate everyone's support enough. But if you can support in any way, we would greatly appreciate it.
Caleb Brooks, thank you so much for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about Sergeant Chris Dillard.
Thank you, Mark.
Folks, we've been talking to Caleb Brooks, and we've been talking about Sergeant Chris Dillard. He has served the citizens of Morgan County in Alabama. He's been a police officer with the Decatur Police Department, Hartsel Police Department, a federal officer with TVA, and police chief in Owens Crossroads in Somerville before joining the Sheriff's Department in Morgan County. When we come back, we're going to have Stephanie Wilson and Chastity Slater Hall to share about a t-shirt fundraiser that they have organized and then give you other opportunities to help the Dillard family as Sergeant Chris Dillard battles ALS. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Thank you. to the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
And we're back. You're listening to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. And yesterday you heard the story of Matthew Basford, who has been battling ALS. He was diagnosed recently, had to share it with his friends and family and let them know the situation that he's currently in. And of course, Matthew's in our prayers as he battles ALS. You know, here on the Mark White Show, we have made it part of our mission to bring awareness to ALS and the battle that these individuals and their families go through. One of the people that I recently found out about through the Thin Line Support Group is Sergeant Chris Dillard. Now, Chris is also battling ALS. He is a law enforcement officer, has served his communities well. He has been involved in law enforcement with the Decatur Police Department, Hartsel Police Department, a federal officer with TVA, and police chief in Owens Crossroads in Somerville before he joined the sheriff's office at Morgan County. As part of his effort to battle ALS, we have a team of people who have come together to raise funds to help the Dillard family. Right now, I have on the line with me two very special guests. One is Chastity Slater Hall. I went to school with her at Pittman Middle School in Hueytown and also Hueytown High School before we moved to North Alabama. And I also have Stephanie Wilson. And Chastity and Stephanie have partnered together to do a t-shirt fundraiser. Right now, I'd like to welcome to the Mark White Show, Chastity and Stephanie. Welcome to the Mark White Show, ladies.
Thank you.
Glad to have you both. It sounds like Sergeant Dillard is an amazing man.
He is. He's a great guy.
As we think about his service to the community and what he has given to the community, it's time for us to find opportunities to give back.
We would love to find ways to give back to this wonderful man that has given so much to our community through the police department and just being a wonderful guy. His kids have gone to school with my children and Stephanie's son, and he's always been there to help in everything that our kids have been involved with, and you know, being on the police force here in Somerville and with Morgan County.
So, Chastity, you and Stephanie came up with an idea to sell t-shirts. Is that correct?
Actually, Rebecca came to us because we do shirts and lots of other things with our business and asked us what we could do. And so she and I sat down and came up with a shirt. And with Rebecca, we came up with a design for that shirt.
And on the front of the shirt, it says Dillard's Warriors S34. And then on the back, it has the American flag. And then in blue letters, it says, "His fight is my fight," and it also says ALS awareness. How did you come up with this design?
Becca actually sent me a design that she liked, which we could not find. So I actually Googled until we found about 30 designs, and we sent them to Becca, and Becca decided on the one that she wanted, which was the closest one to what she had picked, and it kind of represented the police department with the flag and the blue line going down the center of it.
As we talk about the fundraiser and what the needs are for the Dillard family, what are the financial needs right now, Stephanie?
He just got diagnosed a few weeks ago, so they're still going back and forth to the neurologist and everything, and there's some things that they need to do in their home to get it ready for when he needs it. So there's some remodeling, there's some medical expenses, they're traveling back and forth to the doctors. So when she reached out to me, I've done several things for her before, and it just broke my heart because Chris is so well known in the community, and my son thinks the world of him. I reached out to Chastity, and we just decided, hey, let's do something to help them with this fight.
And knowing it's actually their neighbor, and his name is Chris Basil. He also has ALS. He's been fighting ALS for 12 years. And knowing we've watched Chris, because his kids also are the same ages, they're a little bit older than ours, but they went to elementary school and all the way through high school with our kids. So we've seen what further down the road is coming. They've had, you know, to redo the house as far as being able to get him in a wheelchair and get him in and out of all the different places in their house, and just lots of medical expenses from, you know, needing a wheelchair, needing assistance to get him in and out of the bathtub and those kind of things. So seeing, you know, it's heartbreaking that there's two guys that live literally next door to each other that are fighting the same fight, but on the outside, we've been able to see the needs that are going to be needed down the road.
Chastity, I know I mentioned that we grew up together in Hueytown, Alabama, but it sounds like you really found your place in the community there where you live in Morgan County.
Yes, I've been here, it'll be 21 years in September, so I've been here as long as I was in Hueytown, so this has become home.
When you grow those roots in your community, and there are people that you know and love and care about, and you want to help them however you can, and this t-shirt fundraiser is a big part of that, and I know that there are people listening right now who are interested in finding out about how they can contribute, not just to get a t-shirt, but to help the Dillard family as Chris moves forward in this ALS battle.
Yes, there is going to be a checking account set up at Alabama Credit Union under Dillard's Warriors. So you can donate there if you would like to send just a donation. On the Facebook post there for the t-shirts, there's also a Venmo account, a PayPal account, and a Cash App. All the money that goes into those three were set up separately. All those accounts started at zero, and all the money that we raise will go directly to them. The Venmo is at Stephanie-Wilson-40007. The PayPal account is at sjadams29@gmail.com. And the Cash App is $Stephanie W29. So you can donate at any one of those four ways, or you can buy a t-shirt. You can send a private message to Chastity Slater Hall on Facebook or Stephanie Wilson. If you would like to make a donation through Facebook Pay, you can do it that way. Or you can also private message us to buy the shirts also.
Right now we're talking with Chastity Slater Hall and Stephanie Wilson about Sergeant Chris Dillard, who is a law enforcement officer. He served many communities in the North Alabama area, including Morgan County, as a deputy, as an officer with the Decatur Police Department, Hartsville Police Department, a federal officer with TVA, police chief in Owens Crossroads in Somerville, before going to Morgan County Sheriff's Department. So there are plenty of people across North Alabama who would be familiar with Sergeant Dillard. Now Sergeant Dillard has a battle ahead of him with ALS, and we certainly want to keep Becca, his wife, and Chris in our prayers as they battle together, but to let them know that they're not alone, that they have an entire community that's here to support them as they move forward. Chastity and Stephanie, this is a great opportunity, of course, to share some thoughts about Sergeant Dillard, maybe send a message to his family and let them know that you're here to help as they move forward.
Well, Chris is a great guy. I love Chris. He's always been there to help no matter what. Yeah, as far as the police department, like I said earlier, as far as in the school system and with our kids also, and his wife has always been right there. Our kids played volleyball together and, yeah, have grown up together and done lots of things. And Rebecca's always been a great person with a great support system. She has a wonderful family behind her. And we just want them to know that we're here and we love them and we're praying for them and we want the best for all of them.
Again, we have a t-shirt fundraiser that's currently underway. You can actually go to Stephanie Wilson on Facebook. If you look up Stephanie Wilson, you'll see an American flag as the profile picture, and you can order one of these t-shirts. You can also Venmo at Stephanie-Wilson-40007, and then on PayPal, it's at sjadams29@gmail.com. Cash App is the $Stephanie W29.
Yes. We hope to be able to help the family not see the burden of the medical expenses when they're going through such a tough time as it is. Once we give them a check, we will make a post with the amount that we give them so that everybody can see how much we've raised.
Folks, I hope you will decide to help Sergeant Dillard and his family as he moves forward and battles ALS. We appreciate the fact that Caleb was able to join us in the first segment to talk about the GoFundMe that's been set up. And now to have both Chastity Slater Hall and Stephanie Wilson joining us, I just want the Dillards to know that the Mark White Show's in your corner. We're here to help however we can. And thank you, Chastity and Stephanie, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about Dillard's Warriors.
Yes. And also, his sister-in-law, Leanne Duncan, is doing bake sales from now to whenever. So if you need a special cake, cupcakes, or pies, you can find her on Facebook. It's Leanne Duncan. And all of her proceeds are also going to go back to her brother-in-law.
Excellent. Folks, we've been talking to Stephanie Wilson and Chastity Slater Hall. Glad to have them both on the line as we talk about Sergeant Chris Dillard and his battle with ALS. You know, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. If this show is making a difference in your life, if it has an impact on your life, I hope that you'll share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family, and let them know about the Mark White Show. Of course, you can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.